bringen mich in Hagel und so was. Ja, so wie wir bei ihm reden, wir kriegen die Ria und Sira, die Hagel mit der Mechon, wenn wir schon alle, wir schon alle, die Gia in das Westen, und Botech als Mann, und die Achera, wenn ihr Ria und Sira, die Gia und Abichle, So he says, the Kesemishna says, that the Rambam, when the Rambam says, Holach Bailum Dina Acheres, V'inicho Teiro, Kishayobei Nitzorich Mishelo, Afilu Motzo Yisheino, Hari Zemuteh Lobe Yoleo Shaloi Bein Asbesto. So what does he mean, Shaloi Bein Asbesto? If it's beyond the Bein Asbesto, and it's 7 days more than 7 days, beyond the Inasveset. In other words, the Inasveset of the woman is on the 25th, and the vow comes from the Derech on the 33rd. So then is Muta. But the Inachaname, if the vow will come on the 28th, or on the 31st, so then, he is also Lovi Olel. The Rambam also means only if he was Mechashim Shalomets. That's what the Kesemish says. Alright, now. The Magnishtas Pshat is certainly very difficult. The Magnishtas Pshat. But the Pashtas Loshna Rambam is not the way the Kesemishna says. Because the Rambam is very explicit all the time. In other words, if the Rambam had meant if he was Mechashit 7 days, why should the Rambam mention it? Especially when the Gemara does spell it out, and the Rambam doesn't spell it out. It's very strange. It's not in accordance with the Derech of the Rambam. I think that the better pshat in the Rambam is the way the Rosh Hashulchan explains the Rosh Hashulchan. The Rosh Hashulchan says, on the contrary, just the reverse of what the Magnishtha. According to the Magnishtha's pshat, so the Rambam is more makel than all other shame. According to the Or Hashulchan's Pshat in the Rambam is more machmir than all the other Shem. And the Rambam holds, because when the Rambam says, and it fits the Rosh Rambam, Holar Bailu Umdina Acheres, V'inicho Tehero, Kishayobei, Eimitzorich Rishelo, Afilu, Motzo Yisheino, Harizimuta Lobi Oleo, Shaloi Bein Asvesto. What does it mean, Shaloi Bein Asvesto? Shaloi Bein Asvesto, the Rosh Hashulchan says, in other words, it's obvious that he's passing the washing of the memory of Rishlokish Mishnei Rabbi Benisie. Because who uses the expression, Shaloi Bein Asvesto? Rishlokish. Ve'yoma Rishlokish Mishnei Rabbi Benisie. Ve'hu Shebo Motzo Viseich Nimei Nosso. In other words, kingdom in us. And what does in us mean? According to Rashi, in us means kingdom Shem Shlishi. And Rishlokish Nishmei Rabbi Nisiyeh has reference to a woman who has no vessel. But according to the Rambam, in us means in us a vessel. What is in Zaveset? Vis-a-vis a woman who has a Veset Kavua. So that day, if her Veset Kavua is on the 25th day, so that's in Asvesto. Vis-a-vis a woman who has no Veset Kavua. So what is in Asvesto? The 30th. That's in the beginnings. So, in other words, the Rambam says, in Itzorich Lishololo, that means if he came back from the trip prior to the Inus Aveset, let's say the Inus Aveset is the 25th and he came back on the 23rd, so then is Mutalomi Aleo, even if she's Yisheino. Masha'in came if the Inus Aveset on the 25th and he comes on the 33rd or the 40th, more than 7 days have elapsed. So then, he's also Lovi Olel. Unless he verifies, he asks her whether she stayed or not. Maybe she did see Dab. And she has Dab, and she is aware of Dab. But how can you know? I mean, she's asleep. So in other words, but then you ask, but Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Shmuel Mishnei Rabbi Yechanan says, Rav Shmuel Mishnei Rabbi Yechanan says, Bailo Mechashei, the answer is, the Rosh Hashulchan says, and that's very logical, I mean, in the Rambam. that the Rambam holds his Chilka thesis. Teisa says the Trabe v'Bachone, I mean Rishlokish Mishnei Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye is not Chilka and Rav Shmuel Mishnei Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rambam holds there is a machlokes between Rav Shmuel Mishnei Rabbi Yehuda. So he holds that even the Baal comes beyond the Eves HaBesed as long as there are 7 days. So there, the woman, even if she did see that, she had an opportunity. She had an opportunity to count 7 days and go with Philip. So the male is muteres, is mutalobia or a few kishinish, you know, but the Ramba, but the Rishlokish Mishnei Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye, he is chelek. Rishlokish Mishnei Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye, he says, "Vihu shebo umotzo biseich imei nosa." He emphasizes, "Biseich imei nosa." Prior to the Nesaveset, but if he comes beyond the Nesaveset, he is not allowed to be born unless he verifies, he makes it sure by asking her, and she tells him explicitly that she is stay home. Otherwise, so he's not allowed to be born out. But then you ask, why does... And the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye. Even though, whenever there is a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, so the halacha generally is like Rabbi Yochanan, except in 3 cases. This is not one of the 3 cases. So the answer is very simple, though, that is only when there is a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan himself. Here there is no machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye. So we don't have a cloud that we have to pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So you pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye, not like Rabbi Yochanan. But then you ask, but why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye say that only prior to the Eves HaBesed? If it is subsequent to the Eves HaBesed, even if 7 days have elapsed, he's also not be allowed until he inquires and verifies it that she is not an ego. So, but after all, there is a specs vacant. First, one possibility is maybe she didn't see any da. Erab is manibo does not mean that she necessarily saw them. And the other possibility is, even if she did see them, maybe she already was developed. So you can say that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye. So you can say there is a machlekes. So it's possible to say, once we assume that according to the Rambam there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye and Rabbi Yochanan, so maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye or Rabbi Yochanan holds that here Rabbi Zmani Bol implies that it's likely that she saw down and the Eves HaBesed. Whereas, but not necessarily saw down. And Mashein came, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye, he also, you know, his money boy implies that in all probability, not that there is a possibility that she saw them, that in all probability she saw them. So we don't have his specs like it, because in order to have his specs like it, so we must have Sofika Shoto. You could explain it that way, but the Rosh Hashanah doesn't explain it that way. And that this explanation, I mean, even it's possible, but it's not very reasonable, because then we'll have to say that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye and Rabbi Yochanan on a question of mitzvos. In other words, what does Erab Bismani imply? Whether Erab Bismani boy implies that in all probability she saw, or Erab Bismani boy implies there is a possibility, possibilism. It's not mistaber that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye and Rabbi Yochanan on that question, on the question of mitzvos. So on the question of mitzvos, since according to Rabbi Yochanan, so Erab Bismani bo does not imply that she necessarily saw, but that she possibly saw. So why should we say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Nissiye is chelek? But the Ohr HaShulchan explains it differently. In other words, there are many poskim who say, there is a machlekes on there, Svek Sveike, if Efshar Libare. So there are many poskim who say that it may Svek Sveike, but if it's Efshar Libare, so then Svek Sveike is not Mita. When is Svek Sveike Mita? When there is no way of verifying it. Let's say Pesach Pesach Mitzvah. How can we verify it? There is no way of verifying it. So then we say, she's Israel, she's Mita Survivor. Masheike, if there is a way to verify it, so then Svek Sveike is also awesome. As a matter of fact, there is a Machlekes Rishonim in regard to Rov. So some Rishonim say that when do we rely on Rov only if it's Efshar Livare? But if it's Efshar Livare, so then we do not rely on Rov. And that is the reason as to why a sheikhet is mechuyev to be beidik derei. Why should a sheikhet be beidik derei? After all, rei beimes and treimes. So that means that there is no treif of rei either. The answer is, so Rashi says in Beitze, because it's motzah. A treif in a rei is motzah. But we should still rely on Rov. The answer is, because if there is a possibility to be mivare all the treifes, that's impossible. How can you be make sure that there is no nekev, you know, in any of the organs of the behemoth? Because even if you will be beidik every organ of the behemoth after shchite, but maybe there was a nekev in the veishet, in the became ashrite, so that certainly cannot be verified. So the male, the Chachamim did not require a sheikhet to be beidik for every possible trait, because it's impossible to verify. Masheike, b'dikas areye, that is possible. Anyway, there are many Rishonim who say in regard to Rov that if it's Efshar Livare, we cannot rely on Rov. There are other Rishonim who say no. So the same machlokes, a similar machlokes, not the same, not that one is stoning the other. So a similar machlokes, there is in regard to Svek Sveike. So there are many Rishonim who hold that Svek Sveike, if Efshar Livare, so we have to be Livare. So in other words, this is what the Ohr HaShulchan says. That according to the Rambam, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Nisi and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan does say that by the Mechashei, why is by the Mechashei, then it's Mutalov Yolo, because there is this Svek Sveike. But it's actually valid, it can wake him up and ask her. So, the answer is, Rabbi Yochanan holds that one can rely on Svek Sveike with its actually valid. Mashiach can Rabbi Yochanan, he holds, true there is this Svek Sveike. But it's actually valid, I can wake you up and find out and verify it. So Mele sees it's actually valid, we cannot rely on Svek Sveike. So the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Yisiyeh, that is only mutalov yaleo if he comes back from the road prior to the Yenis HaMetzeh. But if he comes beyond the Yenis HaMetzeh, so then we cannot rely on Svek Sveike because it is Efshar Livare. All right. Now, hoyo lo vesek liyam, uli vesek mi ves nesahu, kven kvitze mechayitze bo, kini sha vesek tolu b'mayse, eimei loy kopso v'loy roaso, abol chisheshes leim o beinenis, she hilamidi. Now, the Mechaba passes like that, and then in the Agoi he says, Besiose b'shem Rashbo, b'tur, b'kamon sin kuf b'tes, and Besiose, at the end of sin kuf b'dalet, and b'tur, he mentions that, and he says that there's the shita of the Ramban, there's the shita of the Rashbo. Now, the Roshin of the Mechaba is, Hoyolo veset ul yomi, uli veset mi vestes agur, kein kvitzo v'chayei tzibo, kinin sha'aveset tolu b'maizeh. You know what I understand? The machlokes between the mechaber and the shach. The mechaber and the shach. So you have to know something about vestes. Now, what is Veset? There is a Veset Ayom. That's every 25th day. And then there is a Veset Aguf. Now, according to most Hashemim, there is such a thing which is a Veset Aguf by itself. Even though it's not coupled with Yom. According to the Rambam, there is no such thing as Veset Aguf by itself. Only a Veset Aguf coupled with Yom. But according to most Hashemim, there is an independent Veset of Veset Aguf, even though it's not coupled with Yom. So in other words, there is, so according to most Hashemim, there are three kinds of Vesets. There is a Veset Ayom in Grade, and there is a Veset Aguf Grade, and there is a Veset Amurke, a composite Veset, that consists of a combination of a certain experience of the Guf, certain sensation of the Guf, and Yom. A Veset Ayom in Grade means a woman, let's say, who is accustomed to have a menstrual flow every 25th day. That's a Veset Ayom in Grade. A Veset Aguf Grade means she goes, it's not linked to any day. It can be any day, but sometimes it's on the 25th, sometimes it's on the 19th, sometimes it's on the 29th, sometimes it's on the 30th. But let's say half an hour before she gets the menstrual flow, so she gets a headache, a very severe headache. Or she starts belching or sneezing. Piako or Nisatisho, that's a Veset Aguf. In other words, a certain sensation of the Guf. Now, according to the Rambam, there is no such thing as Veset Aguf Grede, but the Veset Aguf combined with Yom. But according to most Hashemi, there is such a thing as a Veset Aguf Grede. Let's say, in other words, it's not linked to Yom, but it can be any day. But it always comes half an hour after a headache, or a stomach ache, or after feeling dizzy. So, that's a Veset Aguf Grede. After sneezing, after belching. So, that's Veset Aguf Grede. And then, Veset Ayom Grede means simply a certain day. And Veset Amurke, it's a combination. The woman is accustomed to have a menstrual flow every 25th day, but it always comes, it is coupled with a certain sensation, with a headache, feeling dizzy, I mean this, that, all kinds of things. Alright. Now, then there is what the Gemara calls, now, is there such a thing? Then there is what the Gemara calls Kofzo, Machmaseis. Veset Machmaseis. What does Veset Machmaseis mean? Veset Machmaseis means, let's say, Kofzo Viroazo. Kofzo Viroazo. Kofzo Viroazo. Three times. So, if, let's say, it is a Veset Amurke of Yomi and Machmaseis, let's say, every third Sunday, every third Yom Rishon, that means the 22nd day. Every 22nd day, so she, when she does a certain exercise, she jumps several times, she has a menstrual flow. In other words, if it will not be every 22nd day, not the 22nd day, let's say on the 20th day, she might jump 100 times and she will not have a menstrual flow. But on the 22nd day, as of the previous flow, if she'll do a certain exercise, she'll jump five times, then she'll have a menstrual flow. So that's a Veset Amurke of Yomi and Machmaseis. That's called, the Gemara calls it Machmaseis. So that certainly is a Veset. If a woman is accustomed three times every third Sunday to after she's Kofatzon, so she has a menstrual flow, so then she's Asura Lebailo. She's Asura Lebailo, let's say, on the 22nd day, once she jumped. Now the shower is, how about Veset Machmaseis Grede? So this is a group trade, except the contra Rambam. So there is such a vest. The Rambam is the only one who says there is no vest a good grade, but vest machmaseiles like kofatz grade. So according to most rishonim, there is no vest machmaseiles grade. Only when it's combined with yom, but grade not. Vest a good grade, yes. Vesagun trade means something that is involuntary, like belching, sneezing. It's not something that is following, that is within her control. If a woman feels dizzy or she starts sneezing, it's not that she wants to sneeze, but if a woman starts jumping, doing a certain exercise, or she's going swimming, so then it is within her control. If she doesn't want to jump, so she will not jump. So according to most Rishonim, there is no veset machmasenes, machmaskitze grade, only if it's combined with wood. I'm sorry, only if it's combined with yom. Veset machmasaguf is something that is involuntary or something that is like a reflex that is not within her control, then there is, according to all Rishonim except the Rambam. But veset machmasein is reide, kovtzot machmaskitze, there is no such vest. However, according to Barnoyer's Gilse, daf yudalef in the Gemara, it would be worthwhile for you to go over that Gemara, daf yudalef, and to see the Rayu Bala Nefesh and the Asoges of Barnoyer. So you see that it's told in two Asoges in the Gemara. The Gemara, daf yudalef, omudalef, the fifth line, the sixth line, Omar Avune, Kovtzel Vaso, Kovtzel Vaso, Kovtzel Vaso. Come. So according to Baramoya's Gilse, and some say that Rashi also had that Gilse of the Baramoya. That's contrary to the Gilse of most Rashi. So contrary to the Gilse we have in the Gemara. So according to Baramoya's Gilse, even Veset Machmasenes, Machmaskvitze, three times, is also Veset. But most Rishonim hold there is no veset machmasenes grade. There is no. Now the two happens to pass like the Baramoya. The two. That there is a veset machmasenes grade, even if it's not copied with Yom. Mashein Kein, all the other Rishonim, they do not pass like the Baramoya. The Mechaber doesn't pass like the two. That there is a veset machmasenes. Great. Alright, now. So this is a little agma. Veset veset ki kvitze. Now, so the Mechaber mentions veset aguv, and then he explains it ki kvitze v'chalitzibo. So the Shach understood the Mechaber that since the Mechaber mentioned first veset veset aguv. And then he mentioned Kigein Kvitzo, that the Mechaber does not have reference only to Veset Machmasenes. But he has reference to any Veset Aguf. Even though he mentioned Kvitzo, but he said Kigein Kvitzo Chayitzibo. And then it's preceded by the expression Veset Veset Aguf. So that's a general expression. So it's broad enough to include any Veset Aguf, not Davke Kvitze. Kvitze in the Roshon of the Mechaber, the Shach, that's how the Shach understood the Roshon of the Mechaber. That's only an example. But he means any Veset Aguf, for example. And the Mechaber definitely has reference to a woman who has a composite Veset, a Veset Amuke. In other words, a Veset that is composed of two elements. The element of Yoni, let's say every 22nd day, and the element of a certain sensation, certain bodily sensation. Not Dafke Machmasenes, because the Mechaber, the Ram Mechaber had reference Dafke to a composite facet, the combination of Yoni and Machmasenes. The Mechaber shouldn't say, Hoyo Veset to Yomi, Ulivesek Ulivesek Sabu. But the Machaba should say, Hoyulovesek Ulyomi Ulaines, Kigin Fitze, Vichalitzebo, but the Machaba says, Hoyulovesek Ulyomi Ulivesek Ulivesek Sabu of Kimfitze Isolate. So that means that the Ramba, the Machaba is reference to any general situation of a combination of Yomi and a bodily sensation. For example, a woman who is accustomed to see dam every third Sunday, every 22nd day, half an hour after she feels dizzy, half an hour after she gets a headache, half an hour after she starts sneezing or belching. So, this is what the Mechaba has referenced. Even though the Mechaba does say Kiyum Chvitze, but the Mechaba doesn't mean just Chvitze by itself. He means any Veset Amurke composed of Yomi and any bodily sensation, like headache, stomachache, dizziness, so on. Kim Sha Veset Tovu B'Maise, Eimei Uloi Kofzo B'Uloi Roaso, Avul Chisheshes, Now, this is mentioned by the Rashi. Now, the Shach is not chilled by the Aloha mentioned by the Rashi. But the Shach says that the Rashi has reference to a case of a woman who has a Veset Amurke that consists of a Veset Hayomi, let's say every third Sunday, every 22nd day, half an hour after doing exercise. Because the Rashba does spell out Chitze. He doesn't use the general Loshen, Veset mi Veset, Veset u Yomi u Veset mi Veset Zaguf. But he says, Hoyolo Veset u Yomi u Likvitze. U Likvitze. Vichalyeitzimo. Kim sha Veset olo bimayse. Eimei. Kopzo. Eimei loy kopzo loy raso. So the Rashba's din, he agrees with the Rashba's din. The Shach. It's very reasonable. In other words, now here the Rashba agrees with most Hashemim that the Veset of Machmas Kritze by itself has no legal effect whatsoever. So, but what has legal effect? A composite Veset, a Veset Amurke of Yomi. And Chvitze, that has legal effect, according to everybody. So Mimele, if a woman is accustomed to sit down every 22nd day, after doing exercise, after jumping 5 times, after 22nd day, and then the husband comes beyond the 22nd day, he's mutalobiola. Look how the Shach explains it in Sifuan Gimel. Eimo Rekopto, Vintzorosh Nishalano, Afiru Loisho Aso Shio Shekisker Tipe. Let's say, she has a Veset, she's accustomed to have a menstrual flow every 22nd day, if she does a certain exercise, if she jumps 5 times at least. But if she doesn't jump 5 times, on the 22nd day she will not get a menstrual flow. And the husband came from the road on the 23rd day, so then, is mutalobiyala, even if she is ashamed. And it doesn't have to be cheshish. Maybe she had a menstrual flow. It doesn't have to be cheshish. Why? So the Rashba says, after all, the menstrual flow is contingent not only upon the 22nd day, but also upon that exercise. And that stone within her control. If she doesn't want to jump, so she wouldn't jump. So she doesn't have to be chisheshes. He's mutalobiyala, even if she's ishemo, and he doesn't have to be chisheshes. Maybe she decided to jump. Why should she decide to jump at all? She knows that if she'll jump, she'll get a menstrual flow. Why should she be willing to get a menstrual flow and then be a soul viral? So we can take it for granted that the woman did not exercise her option to get a menstrual flow. After all, it's optional with her. So, that's why she's Mutaris Lebailo and is Ben Tzorosh Nishaleno. Even if he came on the 23rd day, so in case she did every menstrual flow, so she was not in a position to be developed in the Teres Levaya. Still, he's mutalovi alel. Masha'inkin, in the case where the woman is accustomed to see Dam on the 22nd day, half an hour after dizziness, so then the Rashi would say that he's mutalovi alel if he comes on the 23rd day. Why should he be mutalovi alel if he comes on the 23rd day? It's not optional with her. So maybe she did become dizzy. Maybe she did become dizzy. If it's contingent upon a ma'aseh by her, okay. So then he doesn't have the cheshish. Maybe she did the exercise, maybe she jumped. But if it is just a veset amurke of yomim and a certain bodily experience, bodily sensation, like headache, stomach ache. So how can we say, Eima loy koavoration? Why loy koavoration? Maybe she did have the headache. Maybe she had the menstrual flow. So how can we be making in a Nisa chorus just like that? This is what the Shach says. But the Shach assumes that the Mechaber had a different pshat in the Rashba. And when the Rashba says, so kvitze is only an example of vestas aguf, but it can be any vesamunke of yomim and any bodily sensation, bodily experience. So mele is chenikamcha. Then at the end, the Rashba says in Siflam Gmeis, he says that perhaps. The mechaber when he said uliveset tabu to get kvitze, he means only kvitze. But then he says that's a mechaber, because if he means only kvitze, so he should say hoyo uliveset uyomi ulikvitze, the way the Rashba formulated. Now, so he is disposed towards the conclusion that the Mechaber, when he said, Hoyolo Vesetu Yomimu, Vesetu Vesetagut, Kling Kvitzeva Chayetzebo, he means any Vesetagut, Kling of Yomimu, Vesetagut, any bodily sensation. So maybe it's Chayet. Now, but if that is the Pshat in Mechaber, then Mechaber is very difficult. I mean, how can Mechaber say such a thing? If a woman is accustomed to having menstrual flow every 22nd day, half an hour after she feels dizzy, half an hour after she gets a severe headache, half an hour or five minutes after she starts sneezing or belching. So is Bala Mutalovi alone? He doesn't have to ask any questions. I mean, how can he take such a risk? It's not optional with her. So maybe she did become dizzy, maybe she did have a headache. She has no control over it. Of course, so we have to understand. Now, the Michas Yaakov, this is saying Mechaber as the Kiras HaShlomim and the Chok Yaakov. So he explains it that when the Mechaber says Hoy lo veset uyomi uli veset uvestes aguv, he doesn't mean veset uvestes aguv, an involuntary reflex action, I mean, something that is not within her control. Of course, in such a case, she has the cheshish. Maybe she did have the bodily sensation, and she had the menstrual flow. But he means a veset machmasenis, similar to kvitze. What is a veset machmasenis? Similar to kvitze. In other words, let's say ochlo shum. The Gemara mentions it. Ochlo shum v'roas. In other words, sometimes a woman will have the menstrual flow lessons after eating something very sharp, like garlic. So, ochlo shum v'roaso. So that's analogous to kvitze. That's totally within her control. I mean, she cannot involuntarily, she will not eat any garlic. She'll only eat garlic if she decides to eat garlic. If she doesn't decide to eat garlic, so then she will not eat garlic. So this is what Muhammad means. Hoyo lo veset uyomi. only blessed in Vestas Aguth, not in Vestas Aguth, like a reflex action or an involuntary act like a dizziness or a stomachache, belching or sneezing. So, but Vestas Aguth, Kikin Kvitze. Kvitze is one example. What is another example? Och Roshuv. So then, Kim Shaveset told the Maise. Is a more comfortable also. Our fishes like a baby shall have again. Machine cave, it is a vestamurke of yomi, and let's say an involuntary bodily sensation like dizziness or headache or stomachache or sneezing or something like that. So then the mechaber will be made that she's also on the other. I mean, this is rather mechasiyah. All right, we cannot go over. I told you that today I have to finish early. Okay. Now, so you should. We'll go tomorrow. We'll go over inside the Sifan of Basin Shach. It's very important. Every word in that Shach. It's very important. I mean, this has great relevance on Simon Kuf Pikes. This Sifan of Base has great relevance on. And Simen Kuf Pikes, right? And then you should go over. I mean, if you didn't go over the tour of the Bishyosa and Simen Kuf Pikes, so you should go over now for the moment.
July 26, 1982, Rav Menachem Avner Shnatov Shemem Beis Kuya and Hor.
Okay. Oyo Beset to Yomi, U Beset to Vestes Agu, in Kvitze the Chalitzigo. Because if a woman has a Beset Kavua, so then she is not Chisheshes Lein Beinis. But if she doesn't have a Beset Kavua, then she is Chisheshes Lein Beinis. Now, you see, I discussed when I learned the Gemara that you got a few days, so I mentioned the Shita of Rashi. I mean, the Ramban's Pshat Rashi and the Rashi's Pshat Rashi. So according to one Pshat in Rashi, the Rashi Shita is that even if a woman has a Beset Kavua, even if a woman has a Beset Kavua, which is beyond the 30th day, so she has to be chisheshes for the Beis. And then there is another Loshim Rashi, another Pshat Rashi, only if it is prior to the Yishloishi, and she didn't get it, let's say. Her Beset Kavua is on the 25th, and she didn't get it on the 25th. Then, when it's the 30th, she has to go chisheshes. But if her Beset Kavua is on the 32nd, so then on the 30th she's not a soul of the Bible. And then the Shita of the Rashboi is that even in the Beset Kavua is beyond the Yim Shloishi. Yeah, on the 35th day. So I'm sorry, even if the Beset Kavua is, let's say, on the 35th day, even if the Beset Kavua is, let's say, on the 25th day, prior to the Eibanis, and she didn't get it, she missed it on the 25th day, so she's still Muteres on the 30th day. And that is the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch. Because you see here too, he says, in view of the fact that Kim Shabeset only might say, so that's why she's Chisheshes Lein Beinis Shelam Yehi. The implication being that if she would have a Beset Kavua just in Yomi, not in Yomi and in Kvitze, so then she's not Chisheshes Lein Beinis. In other words, not like the Shite of the Rambam Rashi, and not like the Shita of the Rashboi Rashi, but like the Shita of the Rashboi. This is the Pesach of Shmuel. All right, now with the Shach, Sifam Beis, Kivestes Agur B'Chayei Tzibur, Voi lei voi ma che ma ci corso di versiose a problemi e sta quest i menschi de rasbo potet de versiose fiatten de rasbo a voi ben mi sbo ci sono su io di vada i miei sto messe tu io mi non vese tu veste salvo Krishe se slaim om li vesto Vun ish an chrim arin alo voi aso Vin zon chrich ush leim beinis Ki vin yeish lo vese Voch am ash vare kamam sim in kut pites So Si fiutes Voch am ash vare krishe sim in kut pites In choftes Vin yeish lo vese tu yom Vun li vese zagu Shil vin chrishe se slau Rak li vesto So, in other words, that if, in other words, because from the Rosh, in other words, the Shach is saying as follows, from the Rosh of Mechaber is Mashma, that even if the Veset is a Veset Amuket, that consists of Yomim and the bodily sensation, not Tolu, something that is not Tolu in her das, in her action. So we still say that she is not Chisheshes Levesto. So he says it's obvious that if a woman has a Veset Amuket that consists of Yomim and Guf, an involuntary bodily sensation, so then she has to be Chisheshes not Leim Abedis, but Levesto. Because what difference does it make? Whether she has a Veset of Yomim Greide or of Yomim and Mikre Abu. As long as this Mikre takes place naturally and involuntarily, whether she likes it or not, some melee we have to expect that it will happen. Yes, what is it? I can't hear you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because this is how the Shach understood the Mechaber, I say, because he mentions Kritze only as an example, but as a general rule, he mentions any Veset. Alright. So he says it's obvious that in such a case where a woman has the Veset Amoke consisting of Yomim and Veset Amu, that is not optional with her, so in Mele, she doesn't have to be Cheshesh for the babies, but only for the Veset Amuket. She will be Cheshesh for the Veset Amuket. I'm shown, we coach you, we feel Mashikosa, shown, we see what you are, they will be inside the Chibesh of Chibesh. In Kane, we Mashikosa, shown, we see what you are, they will be inside the Chibesh of Chibesh. As a matter of fact, I mean, that is, it involves a controversial point, it's not so important. We'll see, I mean, in the Nagasina, that there is a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. So according to the Taz is a mach. A woman who doesn't have a Veset Kavua, so she has to observe two Vestas. In the Beinitz, and in the Beinitz means the 30th day, and also in the Sachidesh. Now, in the Sachidesh, in view of the fact that all the Chadoshim, the Chodshei Vona, so Amdachot Mora, the Chodhoseh, so Mele, 6 months a year, the two coincide. 6 months a year, so the Yom Shleishim and the Inas Achidesh and the Inas Achidesh coincide. In other words, every month that follows immediately upon a Chidesh Moed coincides. So the Veset Achidesh in that month that follows immediately upon the Chidesh Moed, so coincides with the Veset Achidesh. So in other words, let's say if a woman has to observe the Veset Achidesh, a woman who doesn't have a Veset Kavua, so according to the Taz, she has to observe the 30th day, she is separated from the husband, and in the Veset Achidesh. So let's say in the rest period she had, let's say now it's here, and the rest period she had on the 5th of Nisan. So there, the fifth of Iya will be the day of Sahibes, the same day in the month, and it will also be the 30th. I mean, it will be uncountable. So, let's say, if the rest period was on the 5th of Nisan, was on the 5th of Nisan, and then, now it's here, so the 5th, if the rest period she had on the 5th of Nisan, and now it is that way. Let's say the rest period she had on the 5th of Iyar, and now it's here. Iyar is a host. So the 5th of Sivan will be the 30th as of the 5th of Nisan. As of the 5th of Iyar, now it's here. So the 5th of Sivan will be the 30th as of the 5th of Iyar, and it will also be the Iyar Sachirish. Sometimes it is the Iyar Sachirish coincides with the 31st. So according to the Taz, so a woman who doesn't have a Blessed Kavua, so she has to observe the Iyar Sachirish and the 30th. So 6 months a year it will coincide, and 6 months a year it will not coincide. So she'll have to be separated from 6 months a year, she'll have to be separated from the husband 2 days in succession. And 6 months a year it will be just one day. Anyway, so that's the tashi. The shakshi is that a woman who doesn't have the basic according to the Taz, it's not Kosev Shom, but according to the Shach, so it's Kosev Shom. In Kenyan or Kosev Shom, Atum of Chaval Hedye, in the age of Vese, we want him to be Vese Tabu, so in so Vokhe Shom be Vese Tachidish, Vokhe Mashma. So in the age of Vese, we want him to be Vese Tabu, in so Vokhe Shom be the Chaval of the Tour, and the Chaval say explicitly, that she doesn't have to be chayshis for the Vese Achimosh, but only for the Vese Kavua, the Vese Tavuko. So it's Mikuresh in the Torah and the Chava, that the Vese Tavuko of Yom and Gud, so it's like a real Vese Kavua. Vokha Mach Vashadu Vah Kostim Sibiku Kutet, if Yesh Lo Vese Tavuko for Yom and Gud, if Dino Mamesh Yesh Lo Vese for Yom and Gud, Vese Tavuko, Yechay Mash Mach Vashadu Vah Bitor Gupe, Shoy Kov Tzvodin Zeh Ala Gavin Kvitzeh, the Rashbo, the Rechaba mentions, he has reference to the Beset Abuket that consists of Yomi and Kvite. In other words, every 22nd day, after jumping 10 times, she has a menstrual flow. So maybe he doesn't have to be Chelchich. So Bobby Nader, his baller, he doesn't have to verify it, because it's going in her mindset, so he doesn't have to be Chelchich. Maybe less, she jumped. Why should she jump? She knows that if she jumps on the 22nd day, she'll get a menstrual flow. So that's why she's the fellas. But if the best amulet consists of an involuntary bodily sensation like belching or sneezing or headache or dizziness or something like that, so the melee, then she's a sore on the limbamest. So, you know, Mamesh, she's young besser die Jungen nur, aber ich habe mich nicht mehr als Gott zu tun, so kann ich sagen, aber ich habe die Messe von den Meisen in meinem Kopf und im Ort, aber ich habe die Schweiz, ich habe die Kirche, ich habe die Kirche, ich habe die Kirche, בכל הכל שני, אל מדעת את המצוויצה, כי אם יותר במייצה איתו, אם בו יסקופצה ובו יסלו את קופצה, אבל אם הולכת, אבל אם נסרקות, לכי מה שמע. ביתרסביים, שביטור, שמקופיטס, שקוסו מתחילו, בסת החיצס, והכי בסת סבור, והכך קוסו חומר בבסת החיצס, ובשור בסת, שבצס החיצס, בין שיקור יצר מלבדיס, בין שירוחק יצר, חי 16 אילום מלבדיס, In other words, if she has a best acquittes, if she has a best acquittes linked to Yom, whether it's prior to the 30th day, or it's subsequent to the 30th day, so if she has a way in the babies, I'll adapt to the best acquittes and I'll know her. You need the best agu, maybe because Farajbok, there is a bias in the best Yosef, the hell in the best acquittes, move more to see if you may have a woman. The Lord Kopzo, ולוי מועסו, אבל זה חששס, ויהי מועלו, משמע להפיה, עם קופצו ומועסו, אין חששס ויהי מועלו, כי מכבור מועסו, וכן כוס על הפך להפיה, וסיימו פיטס, ומדים ובבושת, אם כן כשיש לו בסק ובסק סגור, וליום נאמה, כיבל, יש לו, בסק, ודאי רועסו, in other words, because the Rajbo himself says that even if she has a vesset hamukef of yom and kvitzes, but we know that she jumped. She knows she jumped. So in Mele, so then she doesn't have to be chayshi, she doesn't have to observe the 30th day, because why should she observe the 30th day if we know she jumped? So in other words, she already had a period. As a result of jumping on the 22nd day, let's say, or 25th day, whatever day it was. So with Melech, so where the best amoket consists of yomim and the involuntary bodily sensation, like dizziness or stomach ache or headache, so it should be considered, since it comes involuntarily, whether she likes it or not, so it should be considered as if the Beset HaKvitzes were the Baal knows that she jumped. So here, even if he doesn't know anything, but since it comes by itself, so he should expect it. So he said, in case she is the Beset HaKvitzes, I'm going to be on the name, keep you the Beset HaKvitzes, I'm my table from the Benelis, the Chaybuch HaKvitzes Ramban. שרגו יש מים כאלדאו נכס סורבים וזה משם אם שושי יש לו בעסק הרי זה מלכה שלי מבסטו אם נקים לנו את זה מניפיקם בצוות בייס איך כדי יהיה מסבסת סו שיש מטרס לבד אם ישי דואר אם נכס גסטומן הוי יו אם נקי ישי אין but before he counted the Zayomi so she's a sword Having Hashem in investor, we need a shy dog in the first mayor. Hold the best and move the low investor in Shabwa. Having Taylor Adway, no, King Shayla Besset. So the Rabban emphasizes she is washing that when is she, does she have a thing like a low Besset? We may resist the finishes for the inabilities, only if she has a best taboo and no young. In other words, the Beset Aguf is not linked to Yom. Sometimes she can get it on the 19th, sometimes on the 20th, sometimes on the 21st, on the 22nd, on the 23rd, 24th, 25th, any day. But any time she gets it, so before she gets it, let's say 50 minutes before she gets it, she becomes dizzy. 50 minutes before she gets it, she has this headache. So in such a case, this woman is to be treated like a woman who has no peset, in view of the fact that it's exclusively a peset aguf, not linked to Yomi. Remember, she has to be chayshish for any of babies, and she doesn't have to be chayshish for anything else. So it's mashma only if it's a peset aguf and coupled with Yomi. Mashayim, if it's a peset aguf coupled with Yomi, then she has the status of a woman who has a Beset Nebuah, and she does not have to b'chein sheish vodei nebeis. Contrary to what the Mechava said, but the Bais Yosef there, he explains the Ramban in such a way that it should be consistent with the divinations here. So he says, oh, yeah. But mashma holy moya of best tabu, we didn't congrat the nucleus from the hood. We are the source of Kosab is only shame, who mashma doha come on. In moya of best tabu, kiki fits the hayat, about issue, we gave you a dua, holy moya of best king of dua, shall we hate me best tabu? Cloud, harayteo. So the Ramban really, he doesn't explain it in accordance with the literal connotation of the Ramban. The literal connotation of the Ramban is that the Ramban is reference to a case where the Beset Taguf is not attached to Yom, is not linked to Yom. Mashiachim, if it is linked to Yom too, then she doesn't have to be Cheshesh for any of these. So then she has the status of a woman who has a Beset Kavua. Beset Kavua. But the Bais Yosef explains it that when the Ramban says, Hoyo Beset Abu, the way Beset Yom Kavua, so he means, Hoyo Beset Abu, so he means, so, Avoki, Shehu, Bieyo Tua, Hoyo Beimo Beset Yom Kavua, Sheloye Heim Beset Abu Tua. In other words, that Ramban is reference to a case where it is linked to Yom, as long as it doesn't consist exclusively of Yom. But that's not what the plain meaning of the expression that Ramban deals with. Alright. So I tell me the Rasha. That is a Rashi Kosav and Kino Gavishvitze, the Ramban, Kosav King, the Bais Yosef, the Chomer of Bais Yosef, the Chal, neither the Rashbo, it's the Noki Rav Jarki, and the Chavi Bais Yosef Noki, who are the ways in the Shom Bais Yosef, I tell you, that is Yosef, that when the Rashbo mentions Kvitze, he mentions Kvitze only as an example of the Bais Yosef, but it applies to every Bais Yosef. Because she didn't give him the tzera chos of Rambam, we know that's a king of war. She didn't be able to be a king of war, long the hood, the entire war of the enemies. The Rambam is to tell us that if a woman has a vessel that consists of yom grade every 22nd day, so that she doesn't have to be chishish for an inner baby. It's a mina, because that's a chishis. It's not such a chishis, because they call it a rashi. Such a woman has to be chishish. But the shach, I mean, the Shach is arguing from the point of view that a woman who has a Beset Kavua does not have to be Chiddush for any of these. So why should the Ramban even mention that it's no Chiddush, it's even a Poshu? That, why don't we come out and ask the Adin of Ho? Why do we have a Beset Yom Lachut? Or consideration is a Chiddush for this? So, I'll say the Chashim, Boy, the nation of the Christian your vessel, the come look at the Lord Vessel in Kabua, Mashta la Vesta Bufkoi, the Ainu in Kabua, the Ramban is reference to the case where a woman has just a Vesta Bufkoi, pure and simple, not with the other. So this woman is to be rich for any of the babies. But if a woman has a Vesta Bufkoi consisting of two elements, Yomi, and a bodily sensation, then she is to be treated like a woman who has a Beset Kavua just of Yomi, and she does not have to be chishish for any of these, just for that in Zareze. They, Heichon Yitzkavim Rambam Kvitze, they are as good, that do not get Kvitze. That do not get Kvitze, not get Kvitze, not cause of the real. So in other words, so the Shach assumed that when the Mechava says, Kidei Kvitze, so Kvitze is only an example, but he mentions herein a general principle that is true of every Beset Kavua consisting of Yomi and a bodily experience sensation. But his Chelka then says, "Who like a Rabbi Yosef did if he Beset Kavua from Yomi? He look like a Yehud. We might have a Beset Kavua. He going out the Ma'aseh Bido. Do we have a Kvitze? Who can we look at?
כי משנה, כש, כי משנה, זה תלוי במעשה. ואם אני קוף תלוי רוע עצור, אבל לא אם משום סגור, כי מפיל פרידו של חמוסי. בדרך, נפשד, ועוד משמע, ילחום בסת הקופיים. ועוד הוא מצוי במשעה של פוסקי, שום בסת הקופיים במעשה, רק יוצא בגמרו של הפוסקי, ותאום חבר, בסת הקופו, פיל פרידו, ובחמוסי, כבר כמו, סיבי קופיים. Now, so I mentioned yesterday, that the Minchas Yaakov, he explains the Mechaber in the sense that the Mechaber really is not Chilka Meshach, that the Mechaber is Mayday, that in the case where we can have the best Amor, consisting of the two elements of Yomim, and the involuntary bodily sensation, so that the Mechaber will be Meshach, that he does not have to be chesh for any of babies. That in such a case, she has the status of the woman who has a Beset Kavua, she has to be chesh for the Beset Kavua, and nothing else, not for the inner babies. But Chaba says, for your Beset Kavua, who Beset Kavua, who Beset Kavua, so it's true that the Mechaba doesn't limit himself just to Kavua, because if the Mechaba had limited himself just to Kavua, so why does he have to say, who Beset Kavua, who Beset Kavua, that's it? Not nothing else. No, he has reference to the Beset Amurke that consists of Yomim and the Beset that is told in Maizim. And now he gets to Kriti, for example, of Roshum. But in Achname, if it is the Beset Amurke consisting of Yomim and the heading, so then the Mechaber will agree with the Shem. So actually, I mean, we have to say, I think, because it really makes sense that the Mechaber would say, in regard to a Beset Amurke consisting of Yomim and the heading or business, that she does it, that the Baal is with all the other, because since the business is likely to occur regardless whether she wants it or not, so she certainly has to be changed, maybe it did occur because she's accustomed to feel dizzy on the 22nd day and then to have a real stuff. So actually, there is no relevant difference between the Mechaber and the Shach. There is a relevant difference between the Shach Shiteh and what the Shach assumes the Mechaber Shiteh is. But according to what Minchas Yaakov says, there really is no lacking. Ein Olukov Tzobin Tzorosh et Shulam Apu Yishua Asher Shiyosh et Tzobin 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 also what we are doing, how in the beginning is actually Shalem or Yeshua, so Shio Shetu, how it is going to be. All right, now, see me compare in the two. Ho Yisho Shei Yiches Kas Kneyo Oso Leilo Bioleo Achetein Alito Balti Und komm, wo kennt ich ihn mehr, es liegt der Wald, die ne Menes. So that means, that when the Mechaber said, in Simen Kuf Pegimo, in Simen Kuf Pegalet, that a woman who has a Beset Kavua, so if the Baal comes from the road, and the Baal has already counted 7 days, as of being as a Beset, so then it's with a lobby or so that only applies to a woman whom he left when he left her because Castello. Now he came, let's say, on the 33rd day, and her vessel is on the 25th. So even if she had a fiesta, so it's already 7 days and she already had an opportunity to go through it. So it's with a lot of love. But only because if at the time when he went on the trip, so she was with Haska Stelo, but if at the time when he went on the trip, she wasn't. So no, even though 7 days already elapsed, he still also lobby a lot until he verifies and he finds out that she is there. She said, why? Why is there a difference? Because in the first case, so first of all, you left the Chaskas Tehor, and there is this vexation. maybe she didn't become Midor. Assume she became Midor, maybe she was rebellious. I think in this case, so first of all, she's the Cheskas Meor, and then we don't have specs making. We only have one subject. Maybe she was, she went here, and maybe she didn't. And even if we assume that it's called the Vadai that she did go through, that she did go through it, but it's not about the marriage. So Melech, she's a soul of life. And she knew it about it. We call her King Shivaris with the Balkan of Melech. We move to go to the Mishkan itself, King Shivaris with the Balkan of Melech. We hold him and we do so. She became Vadai with Melech. So Bisman Chazal, so it was customary for a woman who is Midor to wear special garments. Of course, I mean, that was only Bisman Chazal, because the Borasuk is Tyrus, so it had an Achimidet, in other words, every boy had to know that she shouldn't give this woman who is wearing special kinds of garments that to give her talis, to give her tumor, because she'll contaminate the talis. But of course today, I mean, if a woman were to do that, it would be very, very modest, I mean, because there is no relevance in the talis. And as far as the vow is concerned, so the vow she has to let him know there is no nachimineh in regard to anybody else, because no one is also the target for him. So the Allah is he was going to show himself. Keep showing you all the dishes, you couldn't have the hobby or the thing. So she can keep bad and play you. Keep bad and play. Oh, the Bible to play you on. But I can't remember the stair on. Amen, amen. Now suppose she told the husband, time and evil. And then she said, I lie to you, I'm not an eagle. So now what he is, that she is not the menace. Why? Because the moment she said to the Baal, may love me, so it shall be not Shechadim Sule, and she's the menace. And then she's not the menace to contradict and to negate her own testimony. Being the Senate's ambassador, well, John, only King Philon, Michel, or your door, Kidah, we go back to the Nemesis. That's a Gimorini. In other words, that's Gimorini dates, Gimorini Sures. The main Gimorini is in Sures, not me. So, in other words, that if a woman, let's say, at first said to the husband that she's a leader, and then the next morning she tells the husband, I lied to you because I was weak, so that's why I told you I was an ego, so she's the menace. As long as she gives a reasonable explanation as to why she didn't tell the king. That's the Allah. And the same thing applies to other things also. Let's say, suppose a woman will say, a woman who is the Cheskas Meor will come to us and she'll say she's an Ishishish. She got married in another city, a month ago. So she's a menace, Shabi and Afshet, even though in Domo Shabel or Pachim Shnai, but with Gabi herself, she's a menace if she says she's an Ishishish. But suppose she says, that she lied because she was afraid that somebody might arrest her or abuse her, and because of that, because there were bad people in the city, because of that she said she was married, that no one should try to approach her and to court her, so then she's the nurse. Why? Because as long as she gives a reasonable explanation as to why she didn't tell the truth, so she does. When you send us a master with Bagel or Shom, we can kill her and she hold it, okay, I will go back, I will tell you. Cause of a Ramah. Who is it called Nido Mishchen Yisrael? But I can't even stay by me after you send us a master with Bagel. She never saw the bash to body mail with Elo Shom, it had to date me. עכשיו כאילו יסיר מסיבריו אין נמס עד כאן רוצה לא אימא כאילו שרואים נמוא ופשס דיבי נדוסו המקורים שבוע עשו שרוא זה אין נמס לא נמוא עשו ביתנו, וחיות יפרו, זה כל מידו בשכניסאו, ומשכניה לבחי ושני אני, שנמל לשוק לי מהקיר אני, על די המסרה, על די המסרה, שאני אומרת, he says, the Rambam mentions in Kiddush that even when is a master affecting, that's even more interesting, that a master is affecting. It's affecting collateral. Not only with a midwife, even if she says that she sees something, so she's also nemes. Or, for example, let's say, she says, she's the Cheskas Kiddo, and then she tells us that she is a Christian. And then a month later comes to us and she says she's not a Christian. Actually she was an Adonis. She was not a Christian. Why did she say she's a Christian? Because a certain kid tried to court her. So she wanted to get rid of it. So she said she's a Christian, that's all okay, but actually she's an Adonis. So the halacha is, and if it seems true, and if it appears true, so then Bezdin believes her. But so if she says Nirani, and then she gives an amasa for her, oh, because I felt weak, I was sick the other day, so then she's a mess. But if the other day she put down the extra body that a woman wears in the bosom. And now she says she put down the extra clothing in order that her husband shouldn't approach her because she felt too weak. So she's not. So the Torah spirit of the Rambam says, why should putting down the extra clothing be more humble than if she said? Alright, so the fact that she puts down clothing is considered like saying. Why should she put on such problems? So it amounts to its testimony that she's in love. But why should it be more humble? Why should it be more humble than if she said she's in love? The only food to conduct of Mr. Mizero, Mr. Mero, the famous Kirani, Shemele, Shemele, Kirani, Al Yamasa. So the two is Hanira. So there are several truths and the two scars. But there is a plain tarets. I mean, there are other tarets also, but the most simple tarets is that the Rambam chicken is narrated. If she just says, and then she gives her master, so then we say she acted reasonably in not telling the husband the truth. Why? Because the husband wanted to approach her and she felt sick. So she thought if she would tell him the truth, so he would pressure. So the male, she told him an untruth. So that's a reasonable explanation. In other words, so her demeanor was natural. But to put on extra clothing, I mean, and to make such a show when in order to be mad for the husband, why did she have to do that? She could have been mad for the husband by just telling him that she became a widow. Why does she have to work so hard? So it doesn't seem natural. I mean, to tell something that is not true in order to be mad for the husband seems a natural thing for a person to do. But to act out and to dress up in special clothes, in special garments, that is not the natural way of avoiding a relationship with the husband. Some male she's not there. Alright. Voya Misham she not here, who appears on the door. That's the more shakes leafless beyond. Why? Because the more says that if you prepare this with Kishrei there, so then Hanoye Lord Glory, they appreciate Kmoy Bibi. So Mele, that in itself will involve in Sakonis. So he, before his parents, so he has to wait until Achiyom Sayyid. So Nikris is that. And we give it to Kona Warren to the others to give it. Actually, I'm saying that the Nikris is that. All right, I'll go back. Hoyisha Shehi Cheskas Meo. Also, a Robbie Olel. At the table later, well, you may have a shelf for young in chef, so a little is a little bit. Nemes. A few of the Godero, Miluchlochim, Vidam, Nemenes Rima, Bishuk Tabochim, or Varti, or Sasakti, the Zipay of the Hadun Razin. Now, we can here ask a certain question. We saw yesterday that there is a machlokes between Teisves, the Tor, and the Mahabha, Mahabha Pasmas, like this. On one hand, and the Rambam. The Rambam, that was according to Teisves, and the Tor, and the Mahabha. So if the woman has a blessing of war, let's say under 20, let's say under 20, the day, 23 day, and the husband left her, let's say, while she was a table. Now he comes back on the 33rd day of the previous year. So he's put along the law, even if he's ashamed. He doesn't have to be to verify. Why? Because of his vexing. Because of his vexing. What is vexing? Okay. Once of the kids, maybe she was the person here. He knows she has the right, it's not in us. Assuming that she had it and it is down, she was Christian, you know, maybe she already went through it. So, maybe the Rambam she believes not that he's also not there until he verifies. Why shouldn't he rely on his experience? So he said, because the Rambam she believes, that's how the Lord Hashem can explain that. Because it's actually valid, and the Rambam she believes, that's the message is not valid. So it's not me. It's not me. Yeah, now. Now. But that is the whole that he is me. He is me. So the question is, but here everybody is that if he left her the Cheskas Meo, even though she had an opportunity already to count 7 days and to go to the rain, then he's also loving her. Also loving her. As a table, Munacha Shoroku, Yomi Chef Shoroku is immediately Nemenes. Nemenes. So, but she has to say explicitly that she went here. Otherwise not. So the question is, according to Teisves, so why isn't it Yitolomia? Well, so there's no kasha according to Teisves. Because why is Teisves not here? Teisves is not here because of his vexation. Maybe she's not Pearson, assuming she was Pearson, so there, maybe she didn't feel it. But she came if he left her as it may not, so there's only one subject. So that's why she's a soul. Alright. So, after you lay it, but there will be no cloth in the dam. The men is ringing out, we should talk about it. But it is a sack in the city of Hadamis. We use the problem of Shinsel, Shahuwa, we invest it when we come to the Musa, Hashima Kibada. All of the Bible prayer, Raka Homer, the Iran, the Menes, we will aha to the people, we will aha to the people. In other words, because talk to the people, so you may even get crazy. So certainly here, but it's a question of the Menes, so she certainly can be crazy. We must have master for help in Shinaris and Shonga to clear the joy of the Kiyah. We need the passion she can have as a little bit. When we come up here, we shall eat the Hakma Latsi, shall we the Hakma or be the skills. I will be in the many Safir with Spikaraki, that she will be she had as a provider. We will be our back here, she must own a free of Nia, or so so much as Toto, shall you be in more cabinets. I will be the war. It's the Ramba. Avon Oruo, so he passes like the Rambam, not like the Torah. Avon Oruo, the Meshach Kodim and the Chodim, so, but Hakim on the Tehrani, Avon Kishinos Namas, the Borel, in the Mets. In the Mets. Now let's see what they did. Yeah. דברי סבא. אומרו פלני חוכם תיאל כסף, והחוכמים מהשירים משקרס. החוכם נמו, ותמיר. So that's the halacha. It applies in many situations. In other words, if let's say a person, if it's an Indian where the Yechod has no one, like here, because the Yechod is so, an issue with the menace to say, Tera, but suppose there is a contradiction between the Isha, says Tera, because the Chochem, he said that it's so. But then the Chochem asked, were you retired to Jew Pasuk to this woman that this Kesem is Toyos? And he says, no, Lord Mayor, I didn't pass in the Kesem is Toyos. So then we believe the Chochem. And it's not we believe the Chochem because the Chochem has more credibility than a normal woman. It doesn't make any difference. Even if one Chochem will say, let's say Shimon is a Talmud Chochem and Rubin is a Talmud Chochem, and Shimon will say that he heard from Rubin that such and such a thing is Mutter. And then Rubin is asked, did you pass him that it's Mutter? So then we don't believe the Chochem who mentions in his name. In other words, the one in whose name another person testifies, and so has known the modest in face of a contradiction by the person who is the source of that theory. That means, let's say, that even if a number of Rabbonim will say that Ramesh Feinstein passed to them, that you can carry in Flatbush, but Ramesh Feinstein himself made a statement that the deed wasn't not here, so you could not say, in Borch, or Echad Mokim Shnayim at all, Famin Chabonim, with big titles. So they say they contradict Ramesh Feinstein. So assuming that the other Rabbonim who contradict Ramesh Feinstein are also Tzadikim, so Al-Kidi, since they say in his name, so they have no namonis. Even if 1,000 Rabbonim would say in the name of Ramesh Feinstein that he was matir to carry in Flatbush, but if Ramesh Feinstein would say, no, I wasn't matir, so he has namonis. That's the halacha. Omro pleni chochom tiyo li kesem. Ve'a chochom eime yoshimi mishakeres, ha-chochom lemon utneo. And we cannot even say in Borov Shalach and Mokim Shnai. Because since they say in his name, so, and he contradicts them, so he has more credibility than those who say in his name. Alright, now the Taz. See this. Chshuvo ki baba itmei. In other words, for who are we measured God and the Holy Spirit? Ake, Mushikosa Bisikim, Vik Shatu, Vikyod in Futikon Yudo, Nares Behirush, Leyan, Shemahan is shown in the Sinas Amasre. Vikir Tarashbo, Mishinbeish Israel is Mitrashin Nares Leyan, Avras is Paisikulai, Rush Bodim Shon Yudo, Amen. לפיכוך ולהן לשום בחכים המעס. In other words, it's a question of human nature. It's natural for a person to say a lie because to relieve himself or herself from pressure. So if she is under pressure from the husband because he wants to approach her and she doesn't feel well, so it's natural for her to say an untruth instead of having a fight with the husband. But it's not natural for a person to act out and to make your own show, to put an extra goal in order to listen. That's not natural. Of course, there are certain people who are ready to do even that. But the average person is likely to say an untruth in order to relieve himself or herself of pressure, but he's not likely to do a certain act and to put on a special coating in order to relieve himself or herself of pressure. It's questionable then. Avalasis maisekula hayu gotu shamito eilu menes lifichot when hamur shemot hachakim amas vayim asikosuf semenale sifu gimu lize yomaskit gamki lisine kumkotzai ומוצוסי, שזה רעש בסטרץ, ורעש בעברי זה לרמבה. ומוצוסי קוסם שאם הרי נערב בין מפרוק, זה מרב מפרוק. ושאל הוא, זה כל מידו משכני סאו, ילב כלל מיד בן המאסר. ואם כן, על מה סומכו כשאל זה כבר עצמו נגד כלל, מה שאם כן, ואם ארס לבעיות מיאני, אפשר ששומך עצמו שהרקי תמלא עשר המס in other words the Maori talk stereotypes is a little different than the Rajbo stereotypes. The Rajbo stereotypes is that it's natural for a person to say a lie, but it's not natural for a person to disguise himself. This guy himself, for that he has to be a pathological liar. Just to say a lie, he doesn't have to be a pathological liar. So it serves his convenience. A average person is likely to say a lie. But to disguise himself, put on extra clothing, that's already not known. That's what the Rajbo says. The Mahalik Hawk says something else. It might be normal for a person to dress up in order to accommodate himself or herself, to become convenient, to relieve himself or herself of pressure. But a person is likely, it's natural for a person to say a lie, to act a lie, to act out a lie. Only this is indispensable for her objective. So if, let's say, the woman tells the husband, Kirastini, because she wants to relieve herself of pressure, so it's indispensable. She wants to relieve himself from his pressure. Mashayinke. So then she says, she thinks, it's all right for me to say the lie. And then, the next day, I'll explain to her. Mashenke, if she puts on extra clothes, so then she's not only deceiving the husband, she's deceiving all her friends. Everybody will think that she's in love. So then she'll have to explain to everybody. How will she be able to explain to everybody? So that's why we don't believe our master. If she did something in the presence of many people, And then it will be difficult for her to explain the lie to all the people to whom she in effect said the lie. So maybe it's not a natural thing. So maybe she's not meant. We can amass some potential to God, so maybe for our own, but she ain't going to be nervous in the Bible. May I be? If she has some hearts, she has came to me as a mass. We feel it's nothing. We will not be team in the way that we will be on the road. ואפילו באומרו יש חילוק ואם אומרו סומנו את פעם במהל מפרוק הוא יקן אינפורס אם התחילה ואפילו באומרו יש חילוק ואם אומרו בפני רבים שנפלאו ונהם אחר כך המס in other words suppose her husband has a meeting in the house a meeting many people in the room and then she tells him in the presence of all the people So besides that it's not sneezy to say that, so then the next day she'll mention the Amasna because she has felt sick, she will not be in a mess. According to the Rajbo's Teret, she will be in a mess. According to Maharal Mipor, she will not be in a mess. אמרו לביירות נייר, בין הדין כן אלו ביומרו לביירו לחוקי. not if she told it in the presence of other people. So then she will not be famous to explain it. מייסי שאחה שלו ושום שטור עם החילש השמיני וחושי שאו שאי נורא גרמו וירוצי שאו להסקו לגורו in other words, a woman who had miscarriages, in other words, she gave birth in 8 months, and because of that the baby was not viable, so she was afraid that people do her and I not. So then she became pregnant, so she wanted to hide it. The Rotsi Sol Haskel grew up in the days of Shrinsel. The East King Bible, she came up to Miami. The Trilasi Guru, Kibir Haskel Guru. So she was afraid that some women might suspect that she's already pregnant. So Mele, she told all the women that she's an Ido. So then, women will not suspect her that she's pregnant. ונשאל רמוי בעל המותר לא ביורר תסי סער והשיב להתר. But I mean, in this case, that was such a simple situation, you see, because here it's like Mesiras Midoye. I mean, in other words, she made up with her husband, she's going to tell all her friends that she's a Nido. So in other words, so how could she assured her husband on the basis of her own testimony when she told the husband that she is going to tell her friends? So here it seems to have a portion that she is a menace to her husband, because after all, she, before she mentioned it to her friends, she said to her husband she is going to mention to her friend that she is a menace. So this seems to be a very obvious case. But still, the Ramon discusses. The initial Ramon in Bible put a lot of the sins. The Hinshi read, the Hebrew was a Indian, since I'm asking you, it's a Indian himself. So, in the end, the Ramon was Mati, but he says it in the 19th year, she doesn't even deserve a thought and elaborate discussion. It's not a question of us. Not that the Ramon asked her in the Bible. But the Ramon resorted to all kinds of stories, made that. So the Taz says, no, this is not a portion. If he is 19 years old, he is called the Holy Spirit. King the Jews, so King Kingdom, she was Taz with them. Why does the Taz mention this Jews Ramon? Because according to what the Hashbo says, so certainly she is the master of the master. Even if she hadn't told the husband before she mentioned it to her friends, because they were just in the bowel. But according to what the Mahamun Pork says, then one could argue, the Mahamun Pork says that when is a woman in the menace to give an amasra to explain her testimony, only if she just told it to her husband, but not if she told it to 100 people. And here, this woman, she told every woman in the city that she's a Nido. She was so afraid of an Ayon. So she told everybody. So according to my own report, one could argue, since she told it to a rabbi, so melee, she's not a menace. So he said, no. That even if we accept the Maraudi probes, she did, so in this case she does. She is a Nicholas Claudius Maraudi. King Yitzchak came to him, she holds it to Hatzman and Bale. In other words, why? But according to Maraudi probes, so it's not that putting down clothes, extra clothes, is distinguishable from mere saying. No. In other words, even the saying, the presence of Rabbi has the same thing like Rose of Akinimish itself. And here she said it to Rabbi. The answer is no. Here not, because here she admitted.